Hello? Yeah, of course. You're here for the date, right? Sorry. Yeah, I'll unlock the door, okay? Hi. So nice to finally meet you. Yeah, sorry. I've lived out here for a couple of years, ever since I kind of got bad vibes from people in town. No, nothing like that. I can't really pinpoint it, but between you and me, it started about the time that I started distilling my own vodka. I got this new recipe. I was set to start building my own building to make it out of in downtown, and then weird shit started happening. I think that it's a cover-up for something, but I can't be 100% sure. Anyway, please come inside, come inside. Thanks. I found it on Zillow. It was some guy's old place, and man, it was a fixer-upper for sure, but I'm glad I found it. It's out here, secluded, away from everybody in town, and it's fucking gorgeous. I mean, do you get a better view than that? Also, it came with a few acres of land, so I was able to set up my distillery here, and like I said, it's away from prying eyes. I also have gotten really used to the quiet, and I kind of like spooky stuff, and gotta admit, during fall, this is the spooky place to be. Wow. Sorry, I keep staring at you, but oh man, I haven't gone on a date in so long. And when we started chatting online, I really didn't think that you were gonna show up, but then you did, and now you're here. And can I get you something to drink? Do you want to try my vodka? It's really good. Okay, let's see. Glass. And here you go. Here? Yeah, just do it straight. It has a really smooth finish. I've been working on it for years. Cheers. Good, right? I love vodka, but I was always kind of about the brands, especially around here. So I got the idea to make my own. I mean, then you know what's in it, right? Can't be sure what other people are putting in their grain alcohol, but I know because I make mine. Anyway, so, yeah. I was talking about meeting you online. Sorry. I'm just, it's been a really long time since I've been this close to a real human guy, and, if I can be honest with you, I'm a little bit turned on right now. I'm even more turned on because we've gotten along so well. And I know that that's online and you may hate me in person, but when I saw on your profile that you also love Disney movies, I knew we had to go on a date. It isn't often that somebody puts that in their bio. I know, right? When I saw you pop up, I was like, holy shit, I also love Disney movies, and it is also one of the key factors in my dating profile. I mean, what's better than curling up on a couch, making out, getting finger fucked, giving a blowjob, and then topping off the night with something like Disney's classic Robin Hood movie? I mean, that's pretty perfect, right? Sorry, I'm acting like kind of a slut right now. I keep touching you and talking about finger fucking and blowjobs, and it's just I'm so fucking attracted to you, and I would absolutely debase myself to get my mouth around your cock right now. Sorry, is that forward? But I feel like we've been on dates before. I mean, we've been talking for like 5 months. So, is it terrible that all I want to do right now is get on my knees, pull out your hard cock, and treat you like my fuck toy? Oh, you're into that? So you like Disney. You also were kind of a slut, and it feels like you have a really, really big cock. You know what? I think I love you. Shit. Is that weird? No? So, we're okay discussing town conspiracy theories while we get closer and closer and just a little bit closer and oh, yeah, if you keep kissing me like that, oh, I'm definitely going to tell you I love you some more. Oh, it doesn't matter. I don't even remember what plans I had, but right now all I'm focused on is getting in your pants. No. Right here's fine. I have this giant sectional. I bought it when I first moved here because I knew that I was not going to buy any couches from any of the places in town. I mean, can we be absolutely sure that they aren't making those couches out of people? I don't think so. So, I got it online. I had a really good deal for it, too. Just, let's get these off of you and, that is a beautiful sight. I would really, really like to get your cock in and around my mouth and then in and around my needy, desperate, aching pussy, if that's okay with you. I just wanna put my mouth on it. All of this tension and lust that's been building up. Like I said, I don't get out much. My dildo's gonna enjoy the break. I can barely take you all the way into the back of my throat before you start gagging me. You can fight me from behind later, but right now, I want you on top of me with my legs on your shoulders, and you buried as deep in me as you'll go. Let me just pull this up. Well, no, I don't usually wear panties. I'm all the way out here, and plus, you don't know what is in the fabric you're using. I mean, people could put poisons on it. You never know. So I just, I don't wear any. Oh, yeah. Fuck yes. Tease my opening with that thick cock. I want you to fucking wreck me. Yeah, put it inside me, please. Caution to the wind and subscribe to that dating site. Well worth the FBI tracking me, that's for sure. Yeah, I'm just catching my breath. Give me a minute and I'll grab us another shot. The snacks I made, and then we can watch Cinderella, or maybe Snow White, one of the two.